This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking here from Chandler Rome of The Athletic, John Singleton cleared waivers and will be released by the Astros. Sources tell Chandler Rome and The Athletic there is still a chance he resigns with the Astros, but Singleton will explore his options. Damn. That boy went and got in the best shape of his life. Said he got abs. He's probably thinking to himself, man, I should have just stayed heavy.
Been a lot easier to stay big, man. Get the hell up out of here.
Or I made it, kept my job.
I don't know. I think it'll go a long ways in whatever he does next. Big John, he is a guy that I like covering. Just ain't got room over there at first base for me.
Those bat flips, boy. My favorite bat flips are the ones that didn't exit the park. No, maybe back. We can't
Tyler,
do that yet, Tyler. You can't do that.
Are y'all going to be real with yourselves on this
Tuesday?
What the
hell's wrong with you, man?
Y'all going to be real with yourselves on this Tuesday? You're going to lie to yourself.
They're doing right by Big John and letting him test the market,
he might
man.
Be back. He might know. No, they left that out there. I'm not co-signing.
We have seen our last bat flip on a flyout.
No.
We have.
Chandler Rome left it in there. There is still a chance he resigns with the Astros.
Yes, and heads down to Sugar Land. I mean, thank you, John, for everything you've done. Seriously, great story.
I think you're
great story.
I really do.
We say goodbye to you, John.
No, hey. I'm not doing it. I am not pouring it out. In fact, I'm drinking my water.
I know it hurts.
Can y'all keep it down, man? I'm back at 1994.
But you shouldn't be back there.
The Baytown Lee Commons, Melvin Bradley. No, not Melvin Bradley. It was Melvin Taylor. Singing this right here.
Now, I'm not participating in this. No.
We appreciate everything you brought, John.
No, and John, there's still a chance. Stop this. John Singleton is just right now released. There's still a chance, okay? Now, you didn't play this for Forrest Whitley last year, and you should have.
Sorry. If we played that for Forrest Whitley, we'd be playing it every time we mention his name.
No, it's just that one time. Just that one time. All right.
You jumped the gun on that, Tyler.
I think you did. I really do.
You don't make many mistakes. That was one of them.
I disagree.
I know.
First part was right.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you disagree with.
No, first part was right. Rarely, if ever, do I make a mistake. I mean, I'm pretty damn good at what I do. But anyway.
All right. Listen, we've talked a lot about the offense and the offensive line, the receivers, the lack of speed.
He can't even take himself serious.
I can't. I know.
I hear him chuckling back there.
He can't help it. So I'm going to transition for him. But this defense now, Clint, they've added Gardner Johnson at safety. They've locked up Danielle Hunter. Like, this is a defense that at some point late carried this team and looks to be pretty good. They bring in Sheldon Rankins. They add him to the inside to go along with some of the guys they have up there. what should be the expectation of the defense? I think it's kind of up in the air with the offense, but what should be the expectation for this defense for the Texans?
Well, the way they're loading up, hell, it ought to be a top three defense in the league.
That's exactly the number. I said five to myself, and then I was like, no. Like, this should be a top three game defense. There is a, I think there is a,
pointed up.
A real argument that they have the best set of edge rushers in the game, right? The only team last year to have two edge rushers with double-digit sacks. I think there is, and that's not including guys like Barnett and guys like, what's his name, that flips in inside and outside.
Autry.
Yeah, Danico Autry, not including him, those two guys. But when you add them to the mix, they've got depth there too. And then there's an argument that they have the best secondary in football, including maybe the best pair of corners in football. At least there was the numbers kind of played that out last year. So, and then, like, you know, they've got athletic linebackers. We'll see what happens with Christian Harris. That was just very strange at the end of the year. But hopefully he comes back and he's healthy.
They're all fixable.
I'm with you, man. Listen, maybe they're a little, there's some maybe weakness, you'd call it, interior. But, you know, and we saw last year they were able to overcome that if it was a weakness. This feels like at the very least, a top five defense.
Yeah, look, I think, again, talking Texans right now, I don't want to talk about the Texans as it relates to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, right? I don't want to talk about how they're going to fare in a bad division and against bad football teams. Let's talk about, well, you know, we're talking playoff-caliber football teams, playoff-caliber defenses, and playoff-caliber offenses. Like, I think the only checkup, if you will, on this defense is
there a weakness?
I wouldn't call it a weakness, but I think when you bump it up against like playoff caliber defenses, and more importantly, playoff caliber offenses, and like how are you gonna attack those offenses? The only weakness is, again, that context matters. We're talking about great defenses. Like, the only weakness is the interior defensive line. Like, you don't have the one guy that is going to, no doubt about it, push the pocket if you don't dedicate two offensive linemen to him. You don't have the guy that's going to, no doubt about it, command a double team in any kind of run scheme you throw out there. Like, you don't have that guy, right? And you don't have that guy that in a clutch situation, you know, hey, that guy right there is going to be a bear to handle. That guy right there is going to be an absolute problem for offenses really throughout the game, but damn sure in critical moments.
Because right now, inside, it's Tim Settle, Sheldon Rankins. They brought back Mario Edwards Jr. They still got Kurt Heinisch out there. 072 Tommy, he's out there as well. It's maybe there if you want to call it a weakness, but I don't look at it and think, like, teams are going to just run it down their throats. And I also believe with how much help that the edge guys are going to probably be forced to give, I do like the idea of Sheldon Rankins and Mario Edwards getting to go one-on-one a lot in pass rush downs.
Well, like again, you know, to me, it's one of those, can this team go into a game? And we're talking about the best defenses in the game. Right now, I mean, last year, Philly had to be especially when you look at their personnel, kind of how that developed along the season. Like, I think Philly is kind of who you would bump them up against. Like, who's going to be? They got two dudes inside that were absolute problems, right? Who's going to be those guys? Who's going to be the guys?
They were kind of the opposite of the Texans, where they're big time guys
are inside. Yeah.
And
then you got a guy's claiming he should have been the MVP over Hurts. That was an edge rusher. But at the end of the day, the thought is like, do you have the ability? I know you can win 10-11. I know you can play really statistically, and even with the advanced stats, you can play really, really high caliber good football.
They should dominate the teams in this division.
Correct. And those numbers will carry you on a year to year basis. Those numbers will carry you. Those numbers will ultimately make you real shiny and pretty. But the key is, can you, when you bump up against Kansas City and Pat Mahomes, can you make Pat Mahomes' life a living hell? Can you make Jalen Hurts a non-factor?
They were doing it in the playoffs.
Sure, yeah, they made it tough, yeah. But nobody did it like Philly did.
Yeah.
But that's where we're trying to get. Hell, the Texans are already at a spot where they're as good as some of the better defenses. Can you get to that next level? And like if we're talking that, to me, it's the interior D-line.
This is a defense, Clint, that potentially helps an offense not have to just be amazing. Right? If you're on YouTube and Twitch, we've got a crowd of youngsters.
Hello, lady.
They look young, man.
Tyler, one, it's the boss lady.
I was saying it to boss lady. Gosh,
secondly,
guys,
they're young.
Lord.
I mean, come on, man.
We have a special relationship.
Right, it doesn't matter if you're talking to boss lady or the youngsters. That was inappropriate.
We got to get to Roflo, and I got real good mind to bring this up to Roflo. We got to get to Roflo, but we got to tackle it. Like, what is the age in which you can say, "Wow,
I hadn't even seen him yet"?
Well, I know, but what's the age? Like, wow, she's attractive. Because I was looking at Juju.
There's an answer to this.
I was looking at Juju last night, and I'm thinking, that's a good looking girl. And then I thought, God, she's 19. Nope. I'm 40. Like, I don't feel right. I don't feel right. All right. Let's move off of this. Robert Flores, we'll get a preview of the Astros and what he thinks about Cam Smith, this rotation, this bullpen, everything coming up with MLB Network's Robert Flores coming up.